Hello, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is the teacher, and I'm your host, Ali. Well, in this program, the teacher, we try to answer some of the major questions about Islamic teachings. Please stay with us. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Dear listeners, today in this show, we're going to be discussing that a claim is being made and has been made for last 1400 years that Quran is a miracle. It is a miracle of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But how do we prove this claim to be true? Because sometimes people get confused. They think that it is a claim that is not backed up by proper references and intellectual evidences. So today we're talking about how Quran, when you look at it from different point of views, each one of those views and each one of those dimensions, they present another image of its miracles. So it's not a unidimensional miraculous book. It's a multidimensional miraculous book. So for instance, we said the eloquence of Quran. This eloquence in itself is a miracle. Those who are eloquent in Arabic language, when they look at the Quranic text, and at that time, back then too, they were convinced that it is something that is out of human reach. The second one we mentioned is the worldview that the Quran presents and the quality of the content that is presented in the Holy Quran. That in itself is a miracle because Quran talks about things that no one at that time had any idea about, how to perceive and how to take those notions. The third one was scientific discoveries. So Quran, guess what, has informed us of many of the scientific discoveries that are to come in the future, to take place and to occur in the future. Fourth one is the hidden news of Quran, which it talks about what is going to happen in the future. And last but not the least that we're discussing in these shows is the lack of contradiction and disputes in Quran. Now, the beauty of Quran is that from all of these dimensions, which are very limited, by the way, there are many other dimensions, Quran is a miracle. Today, we want to look at the discovery of the orbit of Earth around the sun. Since we are talking about the scientific discoveries aspect of the miraculous Quran, we're going to be talking about the discovery of the orbit of Earth around the sun. Now, know that this entire concept has been discussed and has been pointed out in the Holy Quran 1400 years ago. There are verses in Quran that refer to this fact. It is famous, by the way, that the first person who discovered that the earth moves around the sun was Galileo, who lived approximately four centuries before. And before that, the Egyptian scholars, they have said that the earth is the center of the universe and everything revolves around it. Galileo was reprimanded. Know this. Galileo was reprimanded by the Catholic Church for his discovery and his denial of this discovery. Okay? He saved his life ultimately, but finally other scholars, they followed up his discovery, and today it is a certain scientific fact which has been proved by space flights. In summary, the Earth being the center was negated, and it became clear that this was an error of our senses because we mistake the movement of the stars and the planets for the movement of the earth. We are in motion, brothers and sisters, and we assume that they are. So the fact is that Quran talks about it in the Holy Quran, and then later on, the scientific discoveries prove it. And initially, when it was proven or suggested by some scientists, they were reprimanded for it. by religious authorities of the time, namely the Christians of that time, the Catholic Church of that time. So Quran had the news of the facts of and the realities of this world. So stay with us for a short break, and when we come back from the break, we're going to talk about the verses that talk about this very concept, that the discovery of the orbit of Earth around the sun. Stay with us.
People used to have serious contradictions about the shape of the Earth for centuries, and most of them claimed that the Earth was flat, just like a tray. The roundness of the Earth has been verified as a result of logical and mathematical explanations over the last centuries. After the development of technology, it was also visually proven that the Earth was round when men went to space and the moon. In fact, the Quran referred to this fact miraculously centuries ago. He created the heavens and the earth in true proportions. He wraps the night up in the day and wraps the day up in the night. The Arabic word which is translated as to wrap in the verse is khawara. This word comes from the same root as the word kura, sphere, which also exists in the Turkish language. In Arabic, this verb is commonly used in order to express the action of wrapping turban around the head, as well as wrapping an object around an aspheric thing. This verb, which is used for wrapping a turban around an aspheric thing, like the head, is also used in order to express wrapping the night up in the day. In the verse, while it is expressed that the night is wrapped up in the day, it is also expressed that the day is wrapped up in the night. The reason for the formation of day and night is the aspheric structure of the earth. The aforementioned action of this verse can only be actualized if and only if the earth has a spherical structure.
We once had a teacher, the teacher of teachers. He changed the world for the better and made us better creatures. Oh Allah, we've shamed ourselves, we've strayed from Al-Mu'allim. Surely we've wronged ourselves, what will we say in front of him? Mu'allim.
Welcome back, dear listeners. So before the break, we were talking about how Quran is a miracle. One of the dimensions that we are inspecting today is the scientific discoveries that the Quran has talked about 1400 years ago, and they were proven after at a later stage. Now, we were talking about the discovery of the orbit of Earth around the sun. Now, at any rate, the opinion of Ptolemy, he's an Egyptian scholar who suggested this thing, that the Earth is the center of the universe and everything revolves around it. It lasted for around 1500 years, okay? And it influenced the thoughts of the scholars during those years. And at that time of the descent of the Holy Quran, no one had the courage to speak against this view. Isn't that interesting? But when we turn to the Holy Quran, we see in chapter 27, verse 88, you see the mountains and think them firmly fixed, but they shall pass away as the clouds pass away. See, Quran referencing to that scientific discovery. The Quran speaks very clearly about the movement of the mountains, whereas we see them as immovable, and the analogy of their movement with that of clouds is an indication of calmness. If we see that instead of the movement of the earth, the movement of the mountain is mentioned, this is so that the truth of the matter may be made known, because it is clear that the mountains without the earth have no motion, and the movement of them is exactly like the movement of the earth, either around itself or around the sun or both. Now, think at a time when all of the scholars of the world and the masses of the people thought that the earth was motionless and believed that all the stars and planets moved around it, the direct confrontation of this idea and the mention of the movement of the earth is a scientific miracle, right? Everybody at that time, including the scholars, the general public, right? This was the status quo that they believed in something that was not real. Quran came and it said that, you know, the planets, the earth itself, the movement of earth itself is what is happening. And this to us, you know, got proven at a very later stage. So how did Quran know? How did, let's say, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam know, if you consider him to be just another Arab living in that desert? How would he claim something like that? This shows us that Quran itself is the miracle of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself is that receiver of that miracle. And he's a messenger and he's a prophet of God. Otherwise, no ordinary person could have said that. No ordinary person could have claimed this reality, right? Now, this form of a person who had never studied and who, in general, arose from an area where there were no teachers and which was considered to be very backward from the point of view of science and culture. I'm talking about the Arabian Peninsula at the time. How is it possible that this person, unless he's a prophet and he's a messenger of God, be able to make these claims? This shows and proves to us, brothers and sisters, that Quran is that ultimate miracle of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which informs us even about the scientific discoveries that took place at a later stage. Is that not a proof of the truth of this book? Think about it. Thank you for listening to today's show. Dear listeners, we hope you enjoyed today's episode of The Teacher. Don't forget to log on to our website at www.parstoday.com. We leave you in Allah's care and bye.